listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, what's going on? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily, the post-reaction edition. Eddie Greer, the host of this podcast. Welcome on board back to another edition of the PPPD, where we usually talk about, well, this podcast is all about the latest and what's going on in Kansas State athletics between track and baseball. I will touch just a tad on a little bit of history from the track and field team from the day two, the trick relays on the back end of this, kind of in a positive. But first, a negative. Game one of the three-game set in Norman, K-State, Oklahoma, belong to Oklahoma. Oklahoma was on top of it from the get-go and led by Jake Bennett's, striking out 11 in seven innings of work and only allowed two hits. Oklahoma blew out K-State 14-2 last night at Dale Mitchell Park. There, obviously, when you look at the line here, Oklahoma, 16 hits in his baseball game last night, the six with K-State in this one. K-State, the line on them, two runs on only six hits and an error. OU jumped K-State from the jump, 14 runs on 16 hits and no errors in this baseball game. And Pete Hughes said it in his post-conference last night. Definitely Jake Bennett set the tone for OU in his baseball game last day. When you have solid pitching like that, especially in the college game, you're going to win a lot of baseball games. And you knew K-State had to come in here and at least be competitive. Well, this is not going to do it here. This might be another long series for this K-State baseball team, which has struggled on the road repeatedly. And this is kind of getting repetitive when it comes to K-State baseball playing on the road, but they're gonna have to find some way to transition their play. It feels like I'm saying this every post recap of baseball, but it's the truth. And Alex talked about it in which, oh, by the way, episode 97 of the Purple Project Podcast, now up there on the feed, wherever you get your podcast. So definitely make sure you're subscribed and downloaded to that as well. We're officially knocking on the door of our 100th episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Very exciting for this podcast. Definitely make sure you download it, subscribe, and all that good stuff there. But yeah, K-State, they're going to have to find a way. And later on today, obviously, this will get posted here in a little bit. And game two is later on this afternoon. So, going to have to put that in your rearview mirror and bounce back somehow. I don't know how they're going to do it there. But Jake Bennett retired the last 10 K-State Wildcat batters he faced. 12 out of his last 13. He only allowed three base runners in this game. And remember, when K-State's on offensively, you can't stop them. And when you shut them down, you're going to win a lot of baseball games there as well. Though Connor McCullough, rough start for him. He got the loss in this one. Oh, by the way, all let's talk about Jake Bennett, and this is the K-State podcast. But Connor McCullough, the starting pitcher for K-State last night, drops to 3-3 on the season there. So that's the only extra base hits in this game for K-State. Nick Goodwin doubled back in the fourth inning. And Orlando Salinas Jr. Got a double in here as well. Oklahoma hit 500 last night with men on base while going 7-for-14 with two outs. That's a problem right there. I don't know what the issue is there, but that's a problem. Allowing your opponent to hit for that type of average, you're definitely going to lose a lot more ball games. And this is a critical second half stretch here for K-State. If they're going to have any sights of a postseason chance outside the Big 12 tournament, they're going to have to put something together. And this is not the start to do that right there as well. The game kind of changed back in the third inning there. And when you have an error in that inning, everything kind of blows up from there. As well, the Cats trying to put some pinpoints here, positive spins here on this baseball game. Cats got RBI pinch hit singles from Kalen Culpepper and Jones. There, 12 of the Sooners' 16 hits went for extra base hits. That's 12 for 16. That's got to be close to 70% of the hits right there. There as well down here. McCullough, the starting pitcher last night, Connor McCullough, tied his career high last night in a bad way. 5 walks, allowing 6 runs in on 7 hits in his 5 innings of work there as well. K-State, or I talked about Oklahoma in his first game of a 3-game set. K-State only had 1 hit with 2 outs, and they only went 1 of 9 in that department, and only 2 of 9 with runners on base in this game. Yeah, it's pretty much cut and dry. There's no doubt about it here. We're going to go into the box score here. Dom Johnson went 1 of 3. Orlando Salinas last night also, or actually he came off the bench last night. Kalen Culpepper also, we just talked about him, drove in a run last night and scored a run last night. Nick Goodwin, only 1 of 3 last night in the baseball game there. So you turn around, game 2 is later this afternoon in Norman at 2 o'clock. You can catch the game on K-Man 1350. Because I'm not going to mention Oklahoma Station because I don't live in Oklahoma. I live in Manhattan, Kansas. So K-Man won't carry it. As K-State will try to bounce back from being blown out of the stadium last night, 14-2. We'll see if they can come back and rally back here and show some fight and try to even this series at a game apiece here. K-State now dropped to 3-10 in conference play, the Big 12. And now their overall record sitting at 21-20. So we'll see what happens there. Positive. Part 2 of the Drake Relays track and field. They have split their squad up because they're going to be at 3 different events. And they continue their meet in Drake Relays. The 4x8 meter relay. The women's team set a school mark, record mark yesterday in Des Moines, Iowa there. Alex Ferguson, Macy Hines, Cindy Burton, and Cassidy Johnson put down a new K-State school record. 8 minutes, 31 seconds in the 4x8 yesterday there. Awesome stuff there. Ryan Godfrey, in a presser. Yesterday, he thought his teams, his relays, competed very well there, and you should be definitely proud of that. So, yes, Alex Ferguson is a senior. Got Macy Hines and Sydney Burton. And I thought Cassie Johnson was a senior. So, yeah, Hines, Burton, and Johnson, they're all juniors. This squad's going to be loaded. Don't want to get far ahead and everything else. But that's exciting right there. So, congratulations to the women's 4x8 for doing that. Meanwhile, on the other side, the men's 4x8 came in 5th place with a time of 7 minutes and 26 seconds, led by Travis Hodge, a senior, Will Carroll, sophomore, and you got the juniors, Kyle Johnson, Haley Spector, and Hadley Spector. Oh, by the way, he competed in the 3,000-meter run the day before that as well. And then you got another relay. Of course, it's the trick relays. You got to put the relay team, your best relay team out here. The 4x1600-meter relay there, led by Nora Stevenson, the fifth-year senior. And you have Spector competing in that one. Also, along with another senior in Steven Kiffhoffner and sophomore Jack Vincent. They came in 8th overall yesterday with a 16-minute, 52-second there as well. So I wanted to do break in that as well. I can do so much more, but I wanted to cut that in there in on a positive there on this edition of the Purple Project Podcast. But yes, game 1 belonged to Oklahoma, 14-2, and we'll have to see what happens this afternoon. Can K-State get off the mat here and avoid another road loss here? So we'll see. And I mean, Pete Hughes is eventually going to have to figure this out. I don't know how you're going to do it, but this is too easily predictable, in my opinion here. So we'll see, especially getting blown out like that, 14-2, and getting shut down offensively by Jack Bennett last night. A wonderful performance by Jack Bennett. Now it's K-State's turn. Can they punch back this afternoon? So first pitch will be a little bit after 2 o'clock Central Time. The Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That is going to do it on this recap edition, weekend edition of the podcast. This is the last day of April. Enjoy your Saturday, and we will definitely do this again. Break down game 2. I'll probably just record that tonight when my 2-year-old goes to bed. Do that as well. So definitely make sure you keep it locked to the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats! Eddie Greer. We'll talk to you on the next edition of Triple P.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.